The Gemara continues, Daf Samach Beis, Omid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tanya Acherim Oimrim. We had in our Mishnah that if a person is Shech to come in Pesach, La'oichlov, Ishloi La'oichlov, which is another way of saying, La'rei Limulimulim, so it's kosher. Because Be'etzim, you can Shech to come in Pesach for one person too, and one kazayis of it is only eaten. So it doesn't hinder that you also have Eino Oichlov there. By lishma v'shaloi lishma, it's a problem. Because then the korban is shaloi lishma. Masha'enke, when it comes to korban Pesach, lo'ochlov v'shaloi lo'ochlov is not a problem. That's a fair shemishta, lemulim al-rem is good. Now look at this braisa that clearly argues, zogdim braisa tanya acherim oimrim. Hikdim mulim la'reilim kosha. When you have both of them in mind. But you first say lemulim, and then la'reilim, then it's good. A'reilim lemulim, posel. Now this is a new precedent we haven't found yet, that Arelim and Mulim, it's possible, even though you think of Mulim also. Zogt Mora Maishnu Mulim La'arelim. Why when you say Mulim first, it's kosher, the Kula Arla be'inon. The only time it's possible when you have Kula Arla, like we learned from the Pesukim. It says in the Pesuk, V'chol Arla Yerichaboy, Adika Kula Arla, right? And V'zois, all the drushes we had in the Gemara before. So that I understand why Mulim and Arelim is kosher, the Kula Arla be'inon, V'leika. And if you have Mulim Arelim, it's not Kula Arla. It's not a psul because it's not Kula Arla that you only have in mind Arelim. So Arelim and Mulim Nami Kula Arla Be'inon. Why should Arelim first make a difference? Why does it hinder? Why is it a problem? Why is it a psul? At the end of the day, it's not Kula Arla. Zok the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel Omer Aleph Lemik Asavi Acherim. Now Acherim is usually your mayor. Zok the Gemara Lemik Asavi Acherim Ein Alashchita Ela Besoif. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, when a person shechts an animal, you have to shecht roiv shnayim, majority of the esophagus and the trachea. So when you shecht roiv shnayim, is the maisa shechita from the onset of hitting the first simon all the way till roiv of the second? Or is the maisa shechita only besoif the last fraction millimeter of the second simon, of roiv of the second simon? So is the shechita mitchila vatsoif? Or is the shechita only besoif? What's an afkamina? If let's say you have to be a machashev, a machshava psula, so is the machshava at the time of the shechita, from the shechita to the beginning to soif, or is it only at the end? Another afkamina, if it's only at the end, is like the Gemara says, kalem, right? Bilam was able to say kalem in a fraction of a second. Whole question, how he even said it in a fraction of a second, but the point is, if there's such a small amount of time, it's only the besoif, there's only time to think about one person. If you say Arelim and then Mulim, all you did was Arelim. If you said Mulim and then Arelim, all you did is Mulim. So that's the Yisoid HaTeretz of the Gemara. The reason why La'arelim and La'mulim is possible, not because I hold that you suddenly don't need Kula Arla to be possible. It is Kula Arla. You know why? Because Ein L'shchit Ela B'soif, you only have a fraction of a millimeter of a second, that last Shchit Ela B'soif, and whatever you said first, that's what's Chal. Zog Gemara Leim Kasavi Achegim. That's one. Uke de Rova. The Omar Rova Adaini Machloikis. There's a Machloikis Abayin Rova. We had the sheet of Remeya that argues Rabbi Yossi. Remeya says that Hareza Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shloimim, Hareza Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shloimim, which is a contradiction. So Remeya's Shita is Tfois Losen Rishon. It's a Tmuras Oila. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Begmad Vorov Om Nitvas. So Tmura Oil and Tmura Shlomim, you have to yirat sheistoiv, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and sell it and use the money for oil and shlomim. But Remeya says, twice less nutrition. So you might think, there's a machloikas in the Gemara, if let's say a person says, machloikas in the Gemara and Tmura, machloikas are buying Rava. If let's say a person says, according to Remeya, chetzi oila, chetzi shlomim. If you say chetzi oila, chetzi shlomim, so maybe over there Remeya would agree that it's not just Tvois Lashon Rishon. When do you say Tvois Lashon Rishon? When you say Areza Tmuras Oila, and then you say Tmuras Shlomim, so you change your mind. There's no changing your mind. Tvois Lashon Rishon. But when from the onset it's nicker that he doesn't mean to stop at Tmuras Oila. He said Chetzi Oila, Chetzi Shlomim. So maybe over there he would agree that Afbek Madvar Mitvas. So that's a machlokes Abai and Rava. Abai says yes. Over there, Remeya would not say Tvois Lashon Rishon. He would agree to Rabbi Yossi. And Rava says Adayin machlokes. Even by a case where it's nicker that he doesn't want to stop after the first.
I didn't have a half of the animal. What did it have? I didn't have half.
chetzi of the animal, I will, it'll have to be like a b'yosi, that you sell it and use the money for oilu shlomim. And a chanami, it would have to be like a b'yosi, because it is a contradiction. You can't have a half animal for an oila half a shlomim. But the point is that it's chal. Usually, Ramea says, tvoisa serishan, forget the rest. But maybe in a case where it's nicker, because usually it looks like a retraction. There's no retracting. There's no changing your mind. No backseats. But when a person says, chetzi oili chetzi shlomim, maybe over there would agree, adayini machlokes. This is all relevant for the havana of ein shchita l'besoif. Because being that the shchita is only at the end, so even though the guy said, La erelim ulamulim. We know you wanted to say more. You had in mind to say more. But it's irrelevant. The shita of Ramea is tvois lashon rishon, even when you want to say more. By chetzi chetzi. So it doesn't make a difference that I said erelim ulamulim, and it's only a million, a fraction of a second I have to say the word, only the first one is chal. The lemaisa is, it's only going to be chal on the erelim, and it's considered like he did kula erelim. And that's why it's possible. See the Rashi right next to the words lema, right? The first narrow line. The Ibayalu, Oma Chetzi Oil Chetzi Shlomim, Mi Moidabo Ramea Aloy. Does Ramea over there agree that it's not Tvois Asunishin? Mi Amagin on time with Ramea Mishum the Nimlachu, because he retracted. Bechem the Chal Shem Oila Sulepoka. That's why he says Tvois Asunishin. Avaki Oma Lechatzoin, Lekalamea Mahochi. I don't know. Cave on the Pashta Be Kedushas Oila Begesha. The word is, once he say Chetzi Oila, it's Pashta, it's very Chal. Kedush Oila on half. So it's pashta and it spreads to the whole thing automatically. So sula chayla kedusha shlomim, it's not kal, even if he said chetzi oila chetzi shlomim. Va'oma abaya b'hovadim oid rameya. Rav'oma adayini machlekes. That's this rav that we're saying adayini machlekes. So the Nehar Gemara explains the teretz. So the Gemara hilkach. Hikdim mulim la'arelim. When he said mulim first, so then what's the carbon? Only mulim. Because you only have shchita l'besoif. If you're shchita mitchila b'atsoif, so then you have time for both. But if you only have shchita l'besoif, it's only mulin, whatever he said first. Irrelevant what you want to think afterwards. Tvois l'serishin, we say, even by chetzi oila chetzi shlomim.
You can't change your mind.
You can't change your mind, that's fashetzach. And even if it's nicker that you want to still continue talking, in the middle of a sentence. Tvois l'serishin. So hik de mulin l'arelim, mulin chayla arelim l'chayla. Hik de arelim l'mulin, arelim chayla, mulin l'chayla. Gvaldik. That is how we explained acherim. Acherim is Ramea. And Memela, it's like Rava, and it's going Adayini Machlokes. It's Saka Remeila L'Shitosoi Tvois L'Shirishon. Even if we know that in the middle of a sentence, so Memela Taka La'Reilim L'Mulim, Posel L'Mulim La'Reilim Kosher. Aye, we know that you can have in mind both. We can have La'Oichlov Mishloi La'Oichlov, but not in the case where you hold that Ein L'Shchita L'Besoif. That's one teretz. Second teretz, Zok D'Gemara Omer Rabba Loi. You don't have to say that it's dafka bit the sheet of ein letzchita el lebesoif. No, lo oilam kasavi yachegim yesh letzchita mitchilu vatzoif. Shchita is taka from the beginning to the end. There's time and there's room for arelim and mulim. You have a hold 2 seconds, whatever. You have more time. Zok di gemara 5 seconds. Oma, because it's a shchita, it's halacha vayva. It's moilach maybe it's cutting. So it's from the beginning to the end. Omer Rabbe loy lo oilam kesavi yacherim yesh lo shchita mitchila vatzoif lo oilam it's mitchila vatzoif v'ocha mayas kinon kugoin shegom abe libo letavayu. The person had in mind for both. He had in mind that he wanted to say mulin el arelim bein le mulin bein la arelim. Had in mind both. So I had in mind both, and lo oichlam shlo lo oichlam, we know is good. It's kosher. But what happened was he only said one of them. He thought about the other one, but he only said one of them. And he said, L'arelim. That's the case where he said, Arelim. And that's the case. We're changing the case. It's not pshat, L'arelim ul'mulim. I only said, Arelim. V'loi hispik, lo ima l'mulin, ad shenigmar shchita. Now, you didn't have a chance to say mulin until after the shchita. Because even if you hold yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, after the shchita, it's very passe. That's not thinking of machshava b'shat shchita. Actually, it's more than machshava. We see clearly it's a dibur over here. We'll see soon in Rashi, but it's really a dibur. So v'lehis big loyma, he didn't say lemulin. Achenig mashchita. So v'lehis big loyma mulin achenig mashchita barelim. The gemar the shchita was only with the dibur of barelim. I wanted to. I thought about it. I was about to. At the end of the day, what did you say with your mouth? Only arelim. So memela, it's considered kula arelim. Even if you don't say. But thinking and wanting is not what you said. I only said arelim. And what's the machlekes? Uvo pligi. The Rav Meir sov aloy binam pivli b'shovim. Meaning, according to Rav Meir, you don't have to have pivli b'shovim. That means the main thing is what you say with your mouth. I don't care what you think with your heart. Your heart, you want that to say mulim. You don't have to have pivli b'shovim. What you said with your mouth is that's the deciding factor. What did you say? Agelim lo yisbik la mamulim. So it ends up being it's possible because it's kuloy. It's a shchit of kuloy agelim. The Rabbanon Savri, they argue on this, and they say, be'inam pivili b'shovim. That means, since you need pivili b'shovim, the lave also counts, and what you thought in your mind that you wanted to do lemulin has an integral part of this ma'isa machshovim in the shchita. So ma'mele, it's not considered kula arelim, and it's not a kosher. Doesn't make a difference if it's arelim, and you thought about mulim, or if it's mulim and you thought about relim, the point is, okay, mulim is always good because you said mulim. But it doesn't make a difference that you said relim only and lo hispik lo ma it doesn't make a difference if you said relim only and lo hispik lo ma mulim until after the shechita. Because during the shechita, the libo you wanted to say mulim, so it's not considered kulul relim. So the second text of the Gemara is Rabbi saying, lo oilom acherim old yeshen shechita mitchil batzoif, but you only said relim thinking and wanting to say mulim. If you say pivili b'shovim, so then the fact that you wanted to, then that counts. Because you look at the lev also. So mele, it's considered as akula relim. That's Rabbonon. But Rameya holds, Acherim holds, that no, the fact that you wanted to say it is not going to do it. It's not going to make the cut. And mele, it's only kula relim, and it's taka posel. Rabbonon savri, that be in a pivili b'shovim, and it's taka kosher. Zogdi gomoga. You're telling me that Rameya holds that you don't need pivili b'shovim? So one second, before we go weiter, look at the Rashi. Diba maschil, v'ochem ha'iskinon. Around 10 lines after it gets wide again. V'ochem ha'iskinon, the katoni, hiktim ha'gelim l'mulin, posul, k'gon shigom ha'beliba lo itzi mulin. I wanted to say mulin. Ach ha'gelim, v'loim ha'gelim ulamulin. I wanted to say both. Kol machshava de kochim moitzi befivhu. So Rashi is saying clearly, machshavas kochim doesn't mean mechashev. We said the first day when we started Tom and Nishchat, the Mishnah Melech learns that the whole din of machshava of shloi lishma and shinu bailim and shinu kodesh is not a mach. It's a machshava. You don't have to have a pair. Rashi clearly, that was the Rashi in Samach Gimel that says clearly, even though Rashi in the Mishnah says v'chishev, it means v'chishev and you said befiv because Rashi here says black and white. Kol machshava de kochim moitzi befivu. So the Mishnah Melech learns in the Rambam behedi, it's only a machshava. But Rashi is saying clearly, machshavas kochim is with your mouth. It's not a machshava. So when we think about shinu bailim, shinu kodesh, it means befiv.
Machshava alone
is never problem. Something.
Pigle,
all this is befiv. Pigle, exactly. Yeah. Pigle is befiv. I said that I'm going to eat it chutzis ma'anoi. That's machshava de kochim, kol machshava de kochim moitzi befivu. That's a sheet of Rashi very clearly. Look at Tosis. Diba Masra Rameya Sovar. Loi bin a pivili b'shovim. Or even the, let's see the Rashi first. Loi bin a pivili b'shovim. V'holach achapiv. So if you say you don't need pivili b'shovim, you go after the pet. V'ika kula olo. V'apish loi b'liboy el l'miktoso. Even though in my mind I wanted to say more. Zoktesis, the mayor of a lobby in the people of Shovin, Mikan Medaktigri, the Hode Kori Bchalduch, the Pigul, what's called Pigul? Psul Machshova? It doesn't mean Pigul is a Psul Machshova, Lavdavka. There ain't a Pigul at Chioitzi, Bisfosov. The Machshova Tali Milsa, Bishle Hispig Loima Lemulim, am I Possul? Why should it be Possul if it's Tolin Machshova? In my Machshova, Machshova counts. Machshova plays an integral role usually. Teretz is no. Machshova never counts. It's always befair. Even Pigul is befiv. The Ibn Machshava Talia Milsa, Bishlayis Big Loyal Lemulim, and my Apostle Rameya, Halagoma Believer Nami Loyal Lemulim, must be Machshava, doesn't play a role. It's always Befiv. Not like the Mishnah Melech. So we're saying now that Rameya holds that you don't need Pivili B'Shovim. And the main thing is what you said with your pair. And it's irrelevant what you thought, Belev. So Rameya, do you wanted to say Lemulim also? It remains Kula Al Reilim. And that's what is La Reilim and Lemulim. He never had a chance to say Mulim. We knew Taich in the Gemara. And the oilam yeshu shchitim tchila batzoif. Frek Gemara, is that correct in Rameya? Bekoves sova Rameya loy bein pivili b'shovin? Is that true? Uraminu, I'll ask you a kasha from the Beferisha Mishnah in Trumas. Hamiskavin loy ma truma v'oma meiser. I wanted to say truma. but I ended up saying Meiser. Or Meiser or Matruma. I wanted to say Meiser, but I ended up saying Truma. Oy Shane and Nichlas the Baizer. I make a ned. I'm not going to enter this home. Voma Lazen, I said a different home. Shane Nan and Lazen, I'm not going to have any benefit from this individual. Voma Lazen, he said someone else's name. Loy Oma Klum. Is that Chal the Neder? I never wanted to say it. You need Pivali Bishovim. So we see clearly, Achie Pivali Bishovim. And Stam Mishnah is Rameya. There's a Stam Mishnah, Zagrashi. Stam Mishnah Rameya. So how do you tell me Rameya says, you don't need Pivali Bishovim, the main thing is Piv. Here we see clearly, Lev plays an integral role too. Now, Tosis right away says, Hamiskam Loy Matuma. Now, we notice something called Dvorim Shabalev Einim Dvorim. If someone says, how does Zovin Lenichse? Zoktesis. Afili Dvorim Shabalev Lav Dvorim. Over here we see it plays a role. For instance, the Gemara in Kedushin says, how does Zovin Lenichse Adait Lemesik Lai Tisol? Uvi Idin Zovin Loy Omar. Over there, a person sells his property, Al Dasko Lai Tisol, but he didn't say why he planned to go and the deal falls through. So then we go with Dvorim Shabalev. Now, over here we're saying Dvorim Shabalev. Even though we're saying over here that Dvarim Shabalev plays a role, over there Dvarim Shabalev means nothing. What's the pshat? Over there we don't care. As long as we be in the Zomel Yomar, then we say that Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim. Hosom ain't a Toyeb Dibugoy. Well, we did not make a mistake. He just didn't spell it out. So we say Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim. Aval Hocha Dvarim Shabalev. Over here, it's Dvarim Shabalev that Archal. Here he made a mistake. I meant to say Truma, I said Meiser. I meant to say Reuven, I backed and said Shimon. I meant this house, I said the wrong address. So over there, Avada, it's not Chal. It's not the Pshat because even though usually Dvorim Shabalev and Dvorim, how come over here Dvorim Shabalev is Dvorim? Because over here, over there, he didn't make a mistake. He just didn't say it. If he didn't say it, you go boss of what he said. Mashiach over here, he made a mistake in this mission in Trumas. So that's why we say that ain't a klum what he said and if he didn't mean it. But I'll call upon him. We see clearly that Rameya cares about Liboy. Achir Piva Libeshoven. El Omar Baya. A new teretz in this pshat when we said La Reilim, Ula Mulim, it's not considered Kula Reilim. El Oresha de Omar. Meaning, when you said first, Lemulim Ula Reilim, what does that mean? It means you're splitting the two simonim. A behema needs to have a shechita of roiv shnayim. So elom abaya reisha de omar simen rishon lemulim. The first simen that I'm shechting is lemulim. V'simen sheni af la reilim. Now, when you say the first simen lemulim, that's good. The second simen also to arelim, means mulim and arelim. So it's vaita good. So the reason why lemulim and arelim is good is because the first simen lemulim, the second simen also la reilim. So what's the problem? The shechita was done, the mulim l'arelim. Even the arelim part, even if you hold mefagli mechatzimata means that even one simon makes a difference and plays a role, but even that simon was af l'arelim, meaning mulim and arelim. So that's why it's good. It's not kul l'arelim. The besim shemi nami psichabe mulin. In the second simon, you also have mixed in the machshava for mulin, because you said af l'arelim. Af l'arelim means also arelim. Sefer, the case where we said la reilim ulamulim, it's possible acherim shita. What happened to the fact that it's not kula arlo? Sefer is talking about the omar simon rishon la reilim. The first simon is only arelim. Arelim is a problem. Simon cheni lamulim, mulim is not a problem. But what's the problem is the simon rishon? The besimon rishon holoi psicha be mulim. In the first simon, you didn't have mixed in it also the machshava mulim. It's only arelim. And what's the problem? At the end of the day, it's one shechita, which is not kuloy arelim. At the end of the day, the second simon is mulim. The teretz is, v'remei l'tamei d'omar, mefaglim b'chatzim matir. A new din. Mefaglim b'chatzim matir means that you can have a machsheves pigul, even if it's only half of the matir. For instance, a mincha, you have to be makter, the levoina, and also the koimitz. Right? If you, let's say, a machashev, by the haktorah, of the koimitz without the levoina by a mincha, so even though you need both of them to be matir, the achila mefagli mechatzim matir, you can have machshavas pigul even though it's half an equation, or the same thing over here, two simonim, even though it's only one simon that I'm thinking machshavas pigul, it's called pigul. So if you hold mefagli mechatzim matir, so that's remei shita. So if mefagli mechatzim matir remei shita menochas in the zvochim, so oibazoi, then over here if it's simon rishon la reilim, simon shelin lemulin, Pram is in Simen Rishon. Simen Rishon La Reilim. Even if you'll desha shchitim tchilu batzoif. But mefakde mechatzim mater. The first mater, the first simen, was kula arelim. And that's the psul of kula arelim. And that's why it's no good.
What if you didn't say just for the soap?
Say it again?
Just the soap.
The shchita,
that's okay then, right?
If you hold, then it would be good, because then it's the mulin, in this case. But in the other case, faket, it would, no, the second case, we said af. So if you said af at the soif, then it's good. Even if you hold yesh shchita tchilu ela besoif, but if you say the word af, then there's room for both, even in the fraction of a second. But we're talking about what you said, since we hold yesh shchita tchilu besoif, and the first time you said areilim, and the second one mulim, so it's no good. So the male tamed am mefagin mechatzim matir, the rabbona tamed ami ein mefagin mechatzim matir. Now, Tosis over here on Omid Beis, Samach Beis Omid Beis, explains this, and he says two very important conditions. He says, number one, that when we say, like we said before, the same shita, that mefaglim mechatzim mater, it means you're mefarish befiv. It doesn't mean you're mechashiv. It means you have to actually say it, okay? That's one nekuda. And then he says, mechatzim mater, it's not enough echatzi simen. Mefaglim mechatzim mater, maybe take the half a simen and split that in half. Maybe take one simen and split that in half too. Mefaglim mechatzim simen, that not. You need to have the whole one simen. Even if you say mefaglim mechatzim mater. Zok Tosfos on the first wide line, Samach Beis Amud Beis, the last Tosfos, that's some one, has to be mefarish. And then he says, V'oid nira, four lines before the end, Da'afilo oma b'chatzi simen lav klumi, ela davka b'simen sholem. So that's another condition. Even if you say mefaglim b'chatzi mater, it doesn't mean chatzi simen. It means at least a simen is a substantial thing. It's like a koimetz without a levoina, or levoina without a koimetz. So it has to be at least a simen. Zok the Mishnah. So very clear, we have three terutzim, or whatever, three attempted terutzim, one of them we were matcha. What's the pshat in la reilim ulamulim? It's possible. One teretz was, ein shchita ela b'soif, the only time for a fraction of a second. The second teretz that we wanted to say is, yesh shchitim chilu v'atsoif, the question of pivoli v'shovim, and we care about the lev or not, but the problem was, Rameo holds that you need pivoli v'shovim, you care about the lev. And the third teretz is, mefaglim mechatzim mater. Simen rishon areilim, second simen mulim. And that's why it's no good. Because mefaglim mechatzim mater. Zog the Mishnah. Ha-sheichetz ha-pesach ala chometz. If someone shechetz a korban pesach, ala chometz. The Pasuk says in the Torah that lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, that you're not allowed to shechetz a korban pesach, having chometz in your house, even though it's before Pesach, it's erev Pesach. So still, ha-sheichetz ha-pesach ala chometz, it's after chatzos. Ben Arbayim, we know we had the first Mishnah in Atom and Nishchat, that the Zman Shchidas Pesach is, Bezman Isachilas Chometz, and you're not allowed to have Chometz then. So Hashoichetz HaPesach Ala Chometz, Hashoichetz HaPesach Ala Chometz, Oiver Beloi Sasei. Zog the Gemara. Now, who does the Chometz belong to? So the Chometz belongs by okay, let's see the Mishnah. Hashoichetz HaPesach Ala Chometz, first of all, how much chometz do you have to have? So Zok the Michas Chinuch that the shir is a kezayis. Even though usually kezayis is a shir achila. Over here you're not eating it. Over here it's owning. But Shoichet Pesach ala chometz, all Isurin Zok there, the shir when it comes to shirim of things that are oichel, the shir is a kezayis. So Shoichet Pesach ala chometz, he's over below say, Rabbi Yudah Omer, af atomid. We know the Tomid Shabbat Abayim is before the Pesach. When does Tomid Ben Abayim start? After 12 o'clock? Or 12 and a half, 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day. I mean, Shinotu Tzolei Erev. That's man. That's man is already, you can't have it, is a chometz. So, Mela, not just Shrek, the Pesach al chometz, you ever below say? Because even though the Pesach says, Lo Sishchat al chometz, but Hu Adin, it's referring to the Tomid Ben Abayim, you ever below say? Rabbi Yudah Oima Afa Tomid. Now, by the Tomid, it's Dafka, the Shoichet owns the Chometz. By the Pesach, even if it's one of the Bnei Chabura that owns the Chometz, you're also Oiver. Because by Pesach, it's a communal carbon for the Bnei Chabura. So if any of the Bnei Chabura have Chometz, so then you're Oiver, even if it's not owned by you, Mr. Shoichet. That's by a Tomid. By a Tomid, it's you that own the Chometz, you're Oiver. But by a Pesach, since it's one Chabura, 10 people, so if one of the 10 has chametz, so then even the sheikhet, even though he doesn't own it, he's
not part of the chabur, the sheikhet, right?
No, the sheikhet is. Let's see over here he is, in this case. I'm saying in a specific case. Reb Shimon Oimer, ha pesach bar boso lishmoi chayiv, vishaloi lishmoi is potter. A pesach bar boso, we know that kol hazvachim shenizbech shaloi lishmoi is ksherin, the mishnah is vachim dabeis, chutz mi pesach v'chatos. So pesach v'chatos shaloi lishmoi is posel. If it's posel, then it's not considered that you shoichet ala chometz. Because a shchita sheinu ruya lo yishma shchita. If the shchita is posel, then it doesn't fall into the category of shoichet ala chometz. So a Pesach, bar boso lishmoi, if you're shechting lishmoi, then you're chayev for having chometz in your possession. V'shaloi lishmoi, if you shech the Pesach, even though it's Erev Pesach, but since it's shaloi lishmoi, it's posel, because Pesach chatz shaloi lishmoi is posel, so it's not considered a shchita ruya. If it's not a shechita ruya, it's not considered shechit chometz al Pesach. You're not going to be oven alav. V'shaloi lishmoi is potter. V'shakol hazvachim bein lishmon bein shaloi lishmon is potter. All other zvachim, it doesn't make difference if lishmo shaloi lishmo. It's going to be potter. Okay, we'll stop over here because it's time to daven. We'll do again the Mishnah tomorrow.